Joe Rogan is calling out the Epstein cover-up. I want to show you all the exact moment Rogan begins to realize that the party he voted in to drain the swamp has now created a swamp of its own that is deeper and swampier than anything that previously existed in D.C. I mean, think about this. Trump put open loyalists in every single key position around him, and we've had to watch as they go on TV and run defense, deceive the American people, and straight up lie to cover up all of Trump's errors, therefore creating a deep state that goes deeper than any other state that has previously existed. Now, Joe Rogan and other MAGA folks are kind of beginning to realize. Joe Rogan has always been someone who's been conspiracy theory brained, but over the past few years, he's really been pulled down the right-wing MAGA pipeline, and it's led to him using his platform to promote some pretty heinous conspiracy theories that we've had to push back on this show. But that being said, I still put Joe Rogan in a different bucket than somebody like a Charlie Kirk or a Candace Owens or a Laura Loomer. Those are MAGA loyalists, like hardcore MAGA fans who throw on a MAGA cap every morning and just toe the party line by using the daily talking point. Those are people that we push back on a lot. Joe Rogan, we also push back on, but he is not a MAGA hardcore loyalist. He's more indicative of the average bro that kind of just thought the Trump admin would be better for one reason or another. We've seen Joe Rogan, despite him using his platform to help MAGA gain airtime during the election, we've now seen him in real time slowly realize, wait a minute, I don't want massive aggressive deportations, which why did you vote for the party that ran on mass deportations? That's besides the point. Joe Rogan is realizing, wait a minute, the Trump admin is really effing sketchy, and I don't agree with them on much. So here's a nuanced line we need to walk. Every single time I make a video about Joe Rogan, the comments get really mad at me and say, Adam, stop giving him air. Don't give him a platform. You're giving MAGA a platform. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Joe Rogan is a lot bigger than me in terms of size. Number one, I'm not giving him a platform. But number two, when I'm pushing back against MAGA disinformation or showing MAGA supporters changing their mind on a topic, again, that's not me giving them air. I'm trying to show you all how the average voter in this country is thinking about these issues so we can proceed forward. So sometimes people have this reactionary stance where if they see Joe Rogan on my screen, I get emails about how I'm like turning MAGA, and I'm like, chill the hell out. I'm just trying to show you guys what's happening here. Before we play this Joe Rogan clip, let's start off with this visualization of what it's like to be in a cult. This visualization will show you what it's like to be in a cult. These are Trump supporters who have 180'd on pedophilia over the past few months, it seems like. So Gunther Eagleman in 2024 said, pedophiles are a protected class under Joe Biden. Then he tweeted out 2 days ago, lol, I support Trump 1,000%. I do wish the child rapists on the island were held accountable, but he still supports Trump, who's covering up the child rape. Absolutely absurd. What about this next one? Charlie Kirk said in 2019, retweet if you believe Donald Trump should order a full investigation into Epstein's illegal sex trafficking from the last 30 years. Then, 2 days ago, new Charlie Kirk says he's done talking about Epstein for the time being, and going to trust his friends in the administration. This is the deep state I was just talking about. Myla Joy says, release the Epstein files. This one was only a few months ago. Then she says recently, agreed. If Dan says there's nothing in the Epstein files, I believe him. These people are so weak and meek, and they just follow whatever their leader says. Oh, here we have Cat Turd, who said in 2025, in January, if you're in any government and you're protecting gang rapists and pedophiles, there's a 100% chance you're a pedophile. Now, Cat Turd said a few days back, here we go. This account says Trump is a pedo. Imagine believing this piece of shit troll. Bro, come on. These people are so incredibly shameless. Pro-America Politics said, why hasn't Pam Bondi released the files yet? Then he said 2 days ago, I don't give a F about Epstein anymore, bro. He's literally just following the party line. This is the deep state. You're all preaching to the choir. I called for Pam Bondi to be fired 4 months ago. Do you know what kind of replies I got? I'm told that I'm betraying Trump. Now he said 2 days ago, the MAGA king has spoken. Pam Bondi stays. If he trusts her, that's good with me. Lord have mercy. Now I want to show you this clip of Joe Rogan. By the way, make sure you drop a like on this video. We are trying to push back on the MAGA ecosystem that has allowed this much disinformation. So if you want to join the movement, subscribe below. Check this out.
Got videotape, and all of a sudden they don't. You know, you have the director of the FBI on this show saying there's no tape. If there was, nothing you're looking for is on those tapes. Like, what? Why did they say there was thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible shit. Why'd they say that?
Right.
Didn't Pam Bondi say that?
What, are you talking about Epstein or Diddy?
Yeah, Epstein.
Yeah, she said it literally, I think, a week before you had the FBI director sitting here telling you there was nothing, right?
She said something about that there was like thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible crimes.
There is. And didn't the FBI dude say that there was nothing?
Cash Patel said there's nothing you're looking for. Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to push back.
Right. No,
I mean,
of course. I understand.
Obviously, he's saying what he has to say.
Right.
Mystery surrounds the Jeffrey Epstein files after Bondi claims tens of thousands of videos. Tens of thousands. Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what.
Chill. Oh, my God. Was reviewing tens of thousands of videos, the wealthy financier with children or child porn. The comment made to reporters at the White House days after a similar remark to a stranger with a hidden camera raised the stakes for President Donald Trump's administration to prove it has in its possession previously unseen compelling documents. Or just bomb Iran and everybody forgets
just
about
it. Just bomb Iran, yeah.
Everybody forgets about it.
Okay, I'm telling you, Joe Rogan is beginning to be more and more skeptical of this administration. A month ago, he did a whole segment about how the Trump admin's reckless and aggressive deportations are way too far. And again, I can see the comments. You guys are going to say, Adam, but Joe Rogan was someone who helped elect Donald Trump. I don't want to hear a single peep from him. And that is all true. Joe Rogan is somebody who gave a platform to Trump during the peak election season and allowed Trump to get the cultural impact that he has. That does not mean that when Joe Rogan disagrees with Donald Trump in front of his 15 million viewers, that we should push him away and call him an idiot and shove him to the ground. Yes, he is a little bit dumb for falling for the MAGA lies. Of course. But this is worth showing to people. This is worth showing to the 15 million fans that he has, not only young bros, but young women, older people, people in their middle age. A lot of people listen to Joe Rogan. And here's the situation the Trump admin has put itself in, which I find despicable, also kind of ironic at the same time. It's a lose-lose scenario for them because Pam Bondi put them in this scenario, basically. A few months ago when she went on Fox News and said, I have the files on my desk. And then she said a few days ago, there are no files at all. That means there are either two scenarios here. One, they lied about the sexual abuse of children and what they had for political purposes, and they overrepresented it. Or scenario two, they do have the files, and they're just covering up the sexual abuse, which is perhaps worse than the first one. Now, Trump is trying to create this secret third option. Actually, the third option is that the files were written by Obama and James Comey and Hillary, but no one's quite buying that. It's either Pam Bondi lied about what she had, or you guys are now lying about what you don't have. Either of those are very terrible and mean you are covering up the sexual abuse of children in one way or another. I want to hear what you guys think about Joe Rogan's opinion. I want to hear what you guys think about all of this in the comment section below. I'm going to try to foster a comment section over the next few years, heading into the midterms and beyond, where we're all able to have discussion and debate and discourse in the comment section. I'm going to actively try to respond to more comments, get into more debate, friendly debate. Like, I just want to have disagreements with people where we're picking each other's brains on certain topics. That will create a community that is even more intelligent than we are now, a community that is introspective. We can be thinking about issues in a rough way. And if we disagree with each other, we can go on Reddit and hash it out in a debate and all be stronger for it. I think that's a good community to build. Let me know what you guys think. Drop a comment below. Drop a like. I love you all. Peace out.